Jen Hartman and Kevin Keith on Party Line. WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Tuesday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, always made possible by Minute Print It, BCS in Michigantown, 51 West Event Center, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, ProByte Computer Sales and Service, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Ellis Jewelers, Blackhawk Winery, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Farmers Bank. I'm Kevin with WILO News Director Ken Hartman back. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the Skywatch weather forecast. First, today, mostly sunny. We'll see a high up to 58, increasing clouds and windy conditions tonight. With a low at, it doesn't even say here, Ken. Someone forgot to type a low.
No, I didn't. Okay. First of all, there was none given.
Okay.
Instead, it's going down a little bit, and it's going to rise back
What's
up.
What's this? Going up through the night?
Yep.
Okay.
58 by 3 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay, that's a little weird.
It is.
In Indiana.
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
The temperatures be rising throughout the night. Cloudy tomorrow. Showers likely, breezy too, high 63, and then it gets cold again Thursday, sunny and breezy, high 41, sunny and a high 40 Friday, and mostly cloudy with a high 45 on Saturday. Yes, I'm looking ahead to Sunday night where we do have a chance of snow and rain, low at 27, and Monday, sunny with a chance of snow and rain, and a high at only 38.
Not much accumulation, and
yeah.
It's just going to be cold and nasty is what it's going to be.
Well, it's 33 now from your official weather station, WILO. And first thing off the bat this morning, we are welcoming in the studio Aaron Congleton and Daisy Shoemaker. They're here to talk about the community Thanksgiving dinner. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so exciting to be doing this again this year, as we've done it for several years now. Do we have any idea how many years this has been going on?
I've been doing it for 8 or 9 years. I don't know how long it's been going on before me.
All right. Well, we know there's a lot of good to it. This isn't just for people who are down on their luck, too. If you have something, some kind of family emergency or something pop up. I had one of those a couple years ago, and we couldn't make our Thanksgiving dinner, and you guys took care of, I think, 6 of us in my house at that time. So thank you. It's near and dear to my heart. We had lost a loved one in our family around Thanksgiving, and it just, you know,
yep.
We just didn't feel like fixing Thanksgiving lunch or supper. So, well, go ahead and give us the details of what we've got.
Okay, so we prepare Thanksgiving dinner for anyone in the community, as you said, who has a need or has a sudden change in their life that they still need a warm meal. This year, we are just in the precautions of COVID. We are doing deliveries only. So you will not be able to walk to the center and eat inside the neighborhood center. If you come to the doors, we'll be happy to send meals home with you, but we won't allow you entrance in. And then we would prefer to deliver them all at home. So if you could call Jim Day, 242-4842, he'll be happy to set you up with delivery to get us, you know, a reasonable amount of meals to your home for you. I know that last year, our normal quota that we order is about 800 meals, enough food for 800 meals, which is a lot.
Ooh.
It is. I can't even tell you how much it is, but it's a lot. and we... Last year, we took our volunteers down to the bare minimum, about 20, from about 150 to 20 volunteers. In because of COVID. That was why we had done it as a precaution. And we really worked hard. Those 20 volunteers did the work of 150. And to say we were exhausted was an understatement. And we worked really hard. But it was a labor of love. At one point, one volunteer just had tears going down her cheeks around her mask that she was wearing. So we very much, this is a blessing for us to be able to do the meal. This year, because we ran out of food last year, we have ordered 900 servings of food, which, as you know, with the current inflation, is also,
it is,
the cost of food. I think we haven't even paid for our meat yet, and we're already up like $500 from where we were last year.
Wow.
Yes, that's a lot of money.
That's
a big difference,
yeah.
But we feel like we'll do whatever it takes, and if, you know, the money will just, it'll just come. It'll be there.
I think the community will make it happen.
They always do.
Yeah, they usually do, yeah.
Yes, and we are beyond grateful for that. I know last year we had a little bit of extra money in the budget, and we bought a nice, like, commercial-grade can opener.
Oh, yeah.
Well worth it.
I can't tell you how. I think I've been doing this for maybe this is year six for me, maybe.
So. And you have a bunch of calluses the next day or
okay.
something?
Okay. So our volunteers open a lot of the cans, and some of our volunteers are elderly people themselves.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
To watch them struggle with that can opener, we were just like, we tried to buy the cheaper version 2 years in a row, and last year we were just like, let's just do it.
Yeah.
And everybody was so thankful for a working can opener. So
we're seeing people more excited.
Yes, for a can opener. So we just want everyone to know that whatever they do donate to the fund, there isn't a single thing that's not thought out before it's purchased. If there's a way for us to get it cheaper, if there's a way for us to just, you know, slim things down and still provide the same quality meal to our community, that we are definitely very fiscally conservative.
What is the basic meal going to be this year?
Just as it is every year.
Okay.
It will be turkey and ham. We provide both meats.
All right.
And I should tell you that it's not just like we open a package from the grocery store. The meat is cooked by Schultz's, and they provide that for us every single year they have. Their meat department manager. So, you know, if you want to give someone business, Schultz's has stepped up for us every single year to help us. And they give us the meat at cost. They don't charge us for cooking it. They do a lot for their community, which we appreciate. So turkey, ham, stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, green beans, rolls, which are provided by
Good Ones.
Yes, Good Ones provides our rolls every year. And applesauce, did I say that?
Yeah. Applesauce and pie.
And pie. Lots of pies.
I was wondering about, I don't know if I didn't think I saw it on the list, or that's why I was asking about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I should also tell you that the past few years, I work for Clinton House, and Clinton House has stepped up to provide a bunch of our food for us. One of our also large costs is for pies. Last year, we decided because of COVID to not accept anything homemade from the community, which was really hard because our churches and our community step up, and they make so many different pies, blueberry, blackberry, sugar, you name it, they make them.
I know, and they're good, too.
Yes, and the pies just keep coming for our volunteers to cut them. So not allowing food to be donated from the churches is another huge cost for us, and Clinton House steps up and pays for those. So very much appreciative of our community. We couldn't do this without, you know, the larger sponsors that sponsor us. NHK helps, steps in and helps us pay for our meat, because that's a few thousand dollars for the meat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the community members who say, all I have is $20. Please take this and use it. Yeah. It just adds up to providing for our community. So
now you're going from 10 to 1 this year. You only went 10 to noon last year. You're up to 1 o'clock today just because you need a little extra time.
Extra meals.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And everything last year seemed like it just got so rushed because the delivery people were getting there, and we weren't able to get the meals prepared quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a line of cars outside. So we're hoping this year we can
spread it out.
Spread it out a little bit, get a little ahead of the game before the delivery drivers get there.
the amount of time it takes to actually package the meal once it's prepared is, I think we underestimated that last year. And with only 20 volunteers to cook,
serve,
package. Yes, it was a lot. We couldn't prepare them fast enough in the container.
Is there any need that you guys have right now? I mean, you've talked about how the costs have gone up. You're down to 20 volunteers, your drivers. Mm-hmm. But any specific needs that you guys need?
So this year we are accepting more volunteers than 20. Chris Leslie manages our volunteers, and let me just tell you, everybody needs a Chris Leslie in their life.
Absolutely.
She is amazing.
I would agree
with
that.
She has an Excel spreadsheet for every which direction, and she makes my job much easier. You know, we said I fly by the seat of my pants a lot. That's because I have people like her standing right beside me.
Yes.
And so if you'd like to volunteer, the number is 654-6563. Leave her a message. I assure you she will get back with you. And I know a lot of our volunteers, people are nervous because of COVID. It seems that it's gone away, but it's really not. It's still here every day in our community. And we are following every precaution for COVID, and every volunteer, anybody who enters the building will be rapid swabbed for COVID.
Okay.
That will happen just so that the people who are there, as I said, a lot of them are elderly who can volunteer, and that is a big concern for them. So everybody will be rapid tested who has entrance to the building.
Okay.
So.
Anything of note that you really want to put out there or need? You know.
Yeah. I guess I just want the community to know how much we enjoy doing this.
Right,
we
right.
live for this all year. It's, I think, our biggest community service project that we do. And we really enjoy it. It's really our pleasure to make this for our community.
Just out of curiosity, how long does it roughly take you to get everything together?
That 364 days, right? Yeah.
It really does.
It's a well-oiled machine.
Right.
Uh-huh. We each handle our pieces and parts, and we try to stay in our own lanes because we're all type A personalities, and we will tell you to stay in your own lane. And so if we each do if we each do our parts, I think we only have two meetings a year, maybe three together. So we really can, it's just you can function independently, and we all come together and just, and then we have a meeting after the dinner just to see what we could do differently and better to make it flow better.
I know because I'm now here and not down with my mother over in Illinois. It's a tremendous service that you guys do. It really is, because you know I'm here by myself.
Ken's not fixing a Thanksgiving turkey by himself.
You
right?
got that right. I don't even want to fix a little 3-pound thing. I don't want to do that either.
Right?
So yeah, for a single person or a young family or something.
But for people who either can't get out, don't want to get out, or whatever, and who knows what the weather will be on that particular day, we just never know. You know, it is a tremendous service, and we have to just make sure that you guys understand how grateful we all are for you guys.
Yeah.
That's just something I think needs to be said.
It's nice for all the rest of the volunteers to hear that, like on the radio platform, because they work so hard. They start at 6 o'clock in the morning and are just cooking. The first year we did this, we didn't have measuring cups, appropriate measuring cups. And I had one of my friends, her dad was trying to make stuffing on a large scale the smallest of measuring cups. And they, without complaints, were just, you know.
Yeah.
Getting it done. So we very much appreciate every single volunteer that helps us. We could not do this alone.
All right.
Well, Aaron and Daisy, thank you so much. And we'll keep promoting this for you over the next week or so here for you, and handing out those phone numbers. Okay.
We appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Thanks for coming in. That's Aaron Conkleton and Daisy Shoemaker talking about the community Thanksgiving dinner, which is right around the corner here in 9 days or less. Again, 10 to 1 this year. Don't go to the neighborhood center unless you're just going to pick up your meal there. It's at 259 South 3rd Street. In years past, they allow you to come in and sit down and have fellowship and talk with folks. But out of some caution for COVID this year, just let them bring it to you, okay? Or you can go pick it up at the neighborhood center. But like Daisy said, they're all type A personalities, and they will not let you in, right?
Right.
So if you need another, if you need a phone number, call Aaron. He'd love to talk to you at 650-6926. That's 650-6926.